So hold on, Shulchan Oreich. So the first, the Ramah points out that a person should be careful during the meal not to overeat, to allow himself to have room for the afikamen, and they shouldn't be eating afikamen achila gasa. I do want to point out that the person should balance it. The mother slash wife has made a beautiful yomtiv meal. Is a saying of kibbutz aim deraisa, you know, creating a reality that you know you have like exactly 10 minutes to wolf down all three courses of the meal and then need coming to the afikam and poruchat tzoyis probably wasn't the smart idea. So just be aware of that fact. There's raya on the we don't need anything which is roasted on the night of Pesach. And that's a Shulchan Aruch already. That applies to meat. That applies to fowl. Also to chicken and other birds. Also, it doesn't apply to eggs. You could eat a roasted egg. So you theoretically could eat the egg from the Seder plate, which would mean in a case where a person didn't make the beya. So this year it's Friday night, the first night you can't do that, but we would be yomtiv. The second is yomtiv. Person, something happened to the bay. You could roast another bay of that night. You could also eat it. There's no problem with eating it. There is a minhag not to eat tzli. When it comes to serve the meal, the meal shouldn't be served that tzli. Mishabur points out that tzli kader is also called tzli. Tzli kader means that it was pot roast, which means it was roasted inside of a pan, as opposed to over a spit. It was inside of a pan, inside of a pot, but there wasn't a significant amount of liquid there. So the flavor is more of a baked type of a flavor than it is a cooked type of a flavor. If a person would have a situation where they made the meal and it was actually roasted, so you could put it back into the pot and add some liquid and some sauce or something like that and change the flavor, and that would remove the halacha gishu of eating tzli. I actually had this shiloh last, this is one of my questions I got last year, Erev Pesach, about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. A person had ordered a Seder menu from a caterer, Pesach, you know, caterer, and they dropped it off. Their Seder menu included roasted chicken. So they called me at the for something in the afternoon, like, what do we do now? So the etza was, you put it back into the pot with some sauce, etc., and you make it into a different flavor, and that's not a problem.
Which defeats the purpose of catering.
That's true too, but you know, I also pointed out to the heksher on the catering that they should be careful with it, that their caterer should not send roasted chicken for the Seder menu. Apparently, you had different options. The person checked off roasted chicken, you know, and then not being aware of it, and the caterer also not aware of it, you know, took what they said. They asked for roasted chicken, so you know, it's only a macabre. So you know, the Ramah doesn't argue. So Mustamer, there's somebody out there has a meaning otherwise, you know. I imagine, right? What?
Italians.
Maybe, I don't know. Okay, that's a Gemara. More so than Rome. They roast the lamb. I'm not sure the Italians know what they do with that. Yeah, they do it? Okay. So, the more so they weren't happy with the fact that they did it. So I guess we're still not happy with the fact they do it. So it's a long standing not happy. Okay. Eating matzah the night of Pesach. So the language of the Rambam is Mishaoch Kazayis Matzah is Yotzah. So the Biskarov points out from that the language of the Rambam indicates, and the Shulchan Aruch follows that lashon, that means that you can eat more, and whatever you eat more is considered a mitzvah. You're saying if you eat a kazayis, you're yotzah already. That's enough to be yotzah. But whatever more you eat, you will fulfill the mitzvah. I'm not advising to do that much, because between having your matzah and your morer and your karech and your afikoman at the end, but do be aware that you are. So there is an interesting minhag some people have, that even if people eat kibrochs during Pesach, they don't eat kibrochs by the Seder. And one of the suggestions, where Moshe Shurmer suggested the logic behind that, is since by the night of the Seder, every kazayis matzah, that every piece of matzah you eat is a mitzvah. But if it's soaked, it's not a mitzvah. It's not kosher for the mitzvah. So to go b'davka b'yadayim and take matzah, which you could eat b'taras mitzvah, make it non-mitzvah dik by soaking it, would be improper to do. And that's the reason behind that minhag. The Ramah says there's a minhag to be meisiv during the Suda. The Pri Chodesh points out it's only mitzvah in a mufkar. I would suggest not doing it during the soup. It's a little bit difficult. There's a sefer on the Haggadah called Vayagad Moshe. It's from the Serdalia Rav. It's a Rav, Ungarisha Rav. Beautiful sefer. He has a tremendous amount of information over there. He says that nowadays, He says the reason why it does not seem to be niskabel is because once upon a time they actually ate there. That was how they used to eat. They used to eat Passover. That was a common thing. So that being so, during the Seder, you should make sure that you do that. Nowadays, we never eat derech HaSeder. So halacha says you have to eat Passover, eat Passover. But, you know, to say that we really, really enhance our chayrus in a tremendous way, it's difficult to say that we really get it. So therefore, during the meal, when there's no halacha requirement, the minhag came not to accept that because it doesn't really, in a person would have a way for them to do it in a way which really would enhance that, they should do so. It is a Surah Yom Tov. Surah Yom Tov, the halacha is a din of simcha. And so simcha, there's a discussion in halacha definition of simcha. So clear the makabra that it requires a person should have a revius of yayin during the meal. So besides what you have for the delicacy, a person should have a revius of yayin during the meal.
Why can't you double up? Why can't it be yitzhak both?
Because it's not tachas, you don't have to, it has to be tachas suda. Part of the simcha yom tov is during the suda. So you don't have any wine during the suda. You have before and you have after. The same way the yayin of kiddush doesn't work for the simcha.
Oh, right.
Okay. Now, what about eating meat? So the machaber, the Rambam says that it's bisman hazeh. It's there's no din of basar bisman hazeh. There's only basar shlamim. The Mechaber disagrees with that. The Magen Rambam goes back to the Rambam. So whether Bizman is that there is a mitzvah of eating basar, that's debatable. If a person is able to eat it, he enjoys it, so obviously that would make sense to do. If a person is not necessarily, he's watching his cholesterol, I wouldn't necessarily tell him to do that. Safun. It should be eaten before Chatzos. The Ramah adds, that's the Mechaber, the Ramah adds you should actually finish the challah before Chatzos. So that Ramah is some people are very machmer on that, but most people getting the challah before Chatzos is a challenge. One of the reasons why we cry before Chatzos is because according to Rashi and the Rashbam, you become your mitzvah of achilas matzah with eating the afikoyman. And that's clear that the chilas matzah has to be eaten before chatzos. If a person is not being makbid on this mechaber, and he's not eating the afikoman before chatzos, so but you have to at least eat the kazayis of matzah before chatzos. You can't make that we pass, and you cannot make a bracha on al chilas matzah if you eat your kazayis matzah after chatzos. So that would be true. If a person's seder is going very long, and all of a sudden you realize, wow, the chatzos is 1:15, and it's now 1:10, they haven't washed yet. Right, so if he hasn't washed yet, you know, or they're just washing right now, so you have to eat finish your kazayas of matzah. You have to consider the first kazayas of matzah that has to be completed before chatzos to be able to make a bracha on it. Most people that part of the seder before chatzos. But afikoman many times is challenging. There is a famous Avnei Nezer which suggests making a chilal tanai. The Biskarov has difficulty with the Avnei Nezer, but there is such an Avnei Nezer which suggests that before, if a person has not gotten to Avikarman yet, Chatzos is approaching, he could take Shmur Matzah and he could say, if the halacha is like, there's a question in the Gemara between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva whether the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach ends by Chatzos or lasts the whole night. Rabbi Akiva says it's the whole night, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says it's till Chatzos. So, if the law like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, so he suggests the following, that the mitzvah of matzah of Afikarmen also till Chatzos, Karm Pesach was till Chatzos, the matzah is also till Chatzos. But he's mechadish, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that after Chatzos, the law of you have to leave the tam matzah, you can't eat anymore after Afikarmen only applies until the zman, there's a mitzvah. Once the zman mitzvah is ended, which is Chatzos according to him, you can eat. You could eat your Pesach 12:00, wait till 1:15, and then have another meal. That's the chiddush of the Avnei Nezer. Not everybody agrees with that, but that's the din of having tam matzah. The aim of tirah Pesach and only applies during the zman of the mitzvah. So he said, "Look, this. I'm eating afikarmen now. Those are like Rabbi Kiva, not eating nafik karmen now. You wait till after chatzos to say, look, those are sorry, I'm allowed to eat. Like Rabbi Kiva, I didn't eat nafik karmen. So I'm allowed to eat vayter, finish my meal, and I have my nafik karmen whenever I continue on. But that the chiddush of the Adonizer is that kinetz that he's mechadish in the laws of Nazaria, that there's no din of a maftir and achar pesach nafik karmen after chatzos. And that's the big chiddush.
Is this
suda,
like, what you have to wash?
No, not a suda. I wasn't selling das from Achila. I made my tanai because I'm planning to eat more later on.
But the avikarmen was like the end of the suda, right?
Well, not according to Lazar Nazaria. Avikarmen is the last thing you eat before chazoyis, according to him. After chazoyis, you can have a whole new meal. Here are the challenges. Okay, so now according to Rashi and Rashbam, the Ikrimitz is eating the matzah of the Afikarmen. That a person should have in mind, Mr. Shechus Kavana, the person should have in mind, according to them, that you want to be here to the mitzvah of Achilles. Of Achilles matzah. Now, so do we have to mach with the larger shear? So the Mishabur Pas is not like that. Mishabur Pas and the Ikrim Sak apparently is not like the Rashi and the Rashbam. And we look at Afikam as it did in the Rabbanon, and we can assume on the smaller shears of Mishabur in Sivkotten, in Simon Tis Tov Pevov, that he says Afikam is the Rabbanon, you can be Mishar with the smaller shear. So if you look at your charts, not getting involved in the Keshbar, is why it's a different size, but they have Afikam and the Chachila should be that size, and then there's Afikam and Bidiyav, it can be less than that. There is a minute to eat two kazesim, one zecher le Pesach and one zecher le Chagiga, or one zecher le Pesach and one zecher le Matzah, which is eaten with the Pesach. So you're eating the Pesach and the Matzah with the Pesach, so you eat two kazesim again, and these are the Rabbanans. That's a minute. So if a person, that's Lashon le Chachil, if a person is able to be soivel it, the person should be soivel it. A person should not eat a chila gasa because of that. That's a favorite of halacha that you do not, that you're supposed to eat from the matzah which is hidden away. If that's not, if it got lost, it's not available, you can use other matzah. This is, of course, a bargaining chip for all those fathers out there. I do want to point out a fascinating question, which is her, that it's halachically challenging to understand the bargaining on the night of the Seder. Her, you can't discuss, you have to be very careful how you say it. You cannot discuss Maisa Chol. So, okay, don't worry, I'll go to Chol HaMoed and I'll buy you. I'm not discussing Yom Tov, discussing buying something. So even if I say I'm going to buy them, I'll get you a toy, but you know, getting you a toy is okay, we will play together with your electronics. Those are things whatever you can't do on Yom Tov, you can't discuss on Yom Tov either. There's a bit of Dabra Dover. So you have to be aware of your Dabra Dover during your conversations, the different motivations that you have. You have to be careful with Dabra Dover. That's now a halachic issue in regards to the definition of tzafun. Okay, Borech. So since the kais was there during the meal, it's possible to use the kais during the meal. So when you want to use it for benching, it needs shtifa and hadacha, which means you wash it inside and out. Right after you bench, you should go into the third kais. You should have a mind for the third kais. Halel. So again, the Ramah says you should try and complete Halel before Chatzos. You should not be Mesiv during the Shas of Halel. We say Hoidu and Ono, like you say, Beisah Knesses. I mentioned that in the Mishnah Berurah mentions in Hillel's Rosh Chodesh, even a person is an individual person, he's not with a Tzibur. When he says Hoidu, he should say it to somebody else, because Hoidu is like a command. So Ono, you don't do responsibly if you're doing it privately, but a person is behind. He should take two people and say to them, "Hoydu l'Hashem kitov kelam chastoy," and they will respond, "Hoydu l'Hashem kitov kelam chastoy." You're Menor Yisrael, and they'll respond, "Hoydu l'Hashem kitov kelam chastoy," as if he'd be a chazan. So that's proper to do. So by the night of Pesach, you want to have three people there. If you have three people there, it includes women and children. So you could say to them, "Hoydu," and they'll respond, "Hoydu." If you only have one person or two people, you would not do that.
If you're not up to Hoydu yet, should you just respond to the person doing it?
That's a good question. I don't think so.
You should get two people when you're up to it.
That's the point. You'll get two people when you're up to it. I've had times where, like, the chazan is a little bit faster than me. I'm holding my hoidu. They already finished halal, so I take two people next to me and say hoidu. And they respond. Now, what are you doing? You know, so it's the people around me ready. I was one of those who are not ready, are already familiar with my strange things that I do. Okay. Nirtza, so it's brought down a halacha that a person should be Isaac in Hilchos HaPesach, and he says it's Rhyme, the Sapranis, and he flows, Shasa Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lava Seinu, Rasha, Tchatfenu, Shino. So, your Chatifa Shina might be at 2 o'clock, it might be at 4 o'clock. The point is, Atcha Chatfenu Shina. You shouldn't go to sleep. However, there's a Yavitz. The Yavitz says that you have many misses to do the next day. Rakhandan and the Siddur says, if you know your nature, that if you're going to stay up until, if you don't go to bed, etc., you will not be able to daven properly the next day, then you should go to bed. So this idea of Atcha Chatfenu Shina. Now, I mean, the reality of Chatfenu Shina means you're going to fall asleep on the table. Because it was shina chapt yois, right? I don't know if you've had that experience. I've had that experience, spending the night on the dining room table. You don't wake up feeling very, very, very refreshed for the next day. So that's what we're saying. If you need to, you can go to bed. After there's a minute not to lock the door. The night of Kislev Shimurim. However, the Magen Ram says that welcome with Shkei Chazeka. We're not simple al anes. I think Kemp Mill is safe. I mean, you're talking to the wrong person. I've left my house unlocked overnight during the middle of the year. So, that's an. Now, please stay within this room. You're allowed to drink water after the last kois. So, after the last kois, you should make sure that you drink a shir that you're able to say a bracha achrona. The minig is the ikra lach is to say it right after halal. There are some people who would say it later on after the piyutim, which is a maram. Actually, the reason why he did that is because this would allow him to have the last thing. He took a drink right before he went to bed, as opposed to you drink it earlier and they have all these songs that you're singing. You're thirsty again, and then you have a question: can you take a drink? So water is mutter. That's clearly mutter. Anything with alcoholic is clearly usser. So you know, you have your two extremes. No, water is mutter. So then the Mishabura says that tea without sugar or coffee without sugar or any other things is also mutter. He says, "Welcome, tzarich your stomach on that sheet. Anything which is not alcoholic, so a person needs to have a drink with some sugar. Welcome, tzarich gadol. That's a lashon. Welcome, tzarich gadol. You can be stomach on that. Now, if it's a chamar medina, that comes questionable. So Mishabura seems to indicate that Mishabura is passing that coffee and tea are not considered chamar medina, which would be an interesting. You know, he doesn't say it in so many words, but the Maisi says chamar medina. Chamar medina was at a place that they didn't have wine, so they would use other types of liquid as the way Russia understands chamar medina. Chamar medina was the liquid which you use to give kava to somebody. You know, people don't drink wine because they're thirsty. People drink wine because it's a drink that you drink socially. So Russia says you can't use. Well, in America, Coca-Cola is the chamar medina. That's the most. Beverages which is drank the most in America. Let's say that's true. Alright? So that's not chamar medina because it wasn't used to drink socially. You only drink it if you're thirsty. A cup of coffee. I might join you over a cup of coffee, even though I'm not thirsty for coffee, but we join each other on a cup of coffee. We join each other on a cup of tea. Something of that sort. Not orange juice. I didn't join each other in a cup of orange juice. Alright? If I'm thirsty, I drink orange juice, you know. Let's get together and have a cup of orange juice for you know. You don't do that. Let's get together and have a coffee is a statement the person would say. So Russia says that soda, these type of things, are not because of the chamar medina, even though it's very common to drink. It's replaced wine for this country. It doesn't, but coffee and tea, he suggests, would be. The Mishaburu has said you can have tea, unless what he means is tea without sugar was not chamar medina. Tea with sugar is chamar medina. I don't know. It's just an interesting point over there. The last thing over here, which is of course not in the gate to anybody. That in this room, but if a person would know somebody that might be in the Geyatsu, so the Shari Shuba points out that you can't smoke the night of the Seder because it's mafik tam matzah. So it goes into the chesar and halacha of ematir after Pesach HaPikarmen. So even if you hold, you're allowed to smoke on Yom Tov, which that is, even if you hold, you're allowed to smoke, which kuli hai v'ulai pasha smoking is awesome. And even if you tell me you're allowed to smoke on Yom Tov, which pasha, that's also awesome. Right? That, but even if that's both of those, once you've intim salarmer A and intim salarmer B, it comes to C already, he said, but the night of Pesach, you wouldn't do it. So a person who has an addiction, you know, he should ask as well. Okay. tomorrow, Beis Hashem.